The first words in our first reading in the Old Testament, in the wisdom section from Sirach, says, "Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight." It's a good thing for us to remember ourselves that our sins are hate. Our sins are hateful. And often we cling on to them in our spiritual journey. At the same time, we need to come back to God to ask for forgiveness. One of my pastors from McGregor and Holy Family, his name was Father Paul Fruth. It was his last mission in his assignment in our diocese. A man of great wisdom, a great preacher, a just gentle man that I went to confession. When he was a pastor in McGregor, he was the pastor when I was in the seminary. So when I came home, if I wanted to go to confession, that's who I'd go to. And one of the lines he said several times, really loved it, because he also had a degree, and I forget if it was a master's degree or a doctoral degree, but he was with a degree in psychology, and he was actually a psychologist before he became a priest. And he said that when he is a priest, knows a lot of people and parishioners, he said, "I think most people with just anxiety or things of being guilty, what most of our people could receive is a mug of coffee and confession." And I'll never forget that. And I recommend the same thing to you. Not necessarily the coffee part, but confession. That was just a wise pastor that I knew before I was a priest. It said the more we will receive grace and peace, relaxation, is to go to confession. I've experienced it myself. I go to confession 1 to 2 weeks. And I know as a priest coming in to watch people that might be scared or nervous or even really feeling guiltiness or crying, to see them come out is what God gives us. That the holiness. I mean, just people coming out holy. To know that peace and love and mercy and compassion that come out. And I also share the fact that when I go to confession, I have to go to my friends. Do you think that would be nervous? Imagine if you just went in your church right now and looked around the pew and said, "Wow, that person... Oh, by the way, my child or my wife, or that I have to go to confession to them." It can be nervous. I get that. Some of them, it's my best friends. But on the other side, when I go to confession or if I'm listening to confessions, know that it is not exciting for the priest to hear confessions. It's exciting to have a person that are asking for forgiveness. Because the sins are quite boring. And that's why we forget them all the time. Because it's all the same. It's all the same junk. And about a pile on guys and a pile on gals. That's it. And to bring that out, to bring it in the light, that can change your life. Especially if you do it often. So the two words today is confession and forgiveness. Because when we go to confession, we are forgiven forever. I mean, if we come out of confessional room, go outside the church, hit by a bus, you're saintly. I mean, you have no sins on your soul. You're forgiven. And it's free. And it takes a couple seconds, maybe a couple minutes. But we receive forgiveness with that sacrament from Jesus Christ. Forgiveness. If we receive it, we have to share that with others. We have to in Sirach again, we heard, we cannot hate or not forgive a brother if we think we can be forgiven ourselves. In the gospel, we hear that powerful passage in the parable of Jesus about the king and the servant. And the king forgives this huge debt. The king showed mercy, and with his compassion of seeing the servant that knelt, that could never forgive or give away that debt, he gave him back. And what does that servant do? He does sometimes what we do. We see our smaller servant and choke them or put them in jail to say, pay me back. Well, God figures that out very quickly, especially for us today, because he knows everything. And the king in the parable said, well, why would you not have forgiven your servant when I forgave you a bigger debt? We always should remember often, I believe this about Pope Francis, who does it already, our bishop, our friends that I know in our diocese, our priests and deacons that preach around our country. It should be a good thing to remember. We need to go to confession and we have to receive forgiveness so then we can forgive others. Finally, we again pray the Our Father today. Many of you do already in the rosary or throughout the day in your prayers. But again, remind yourself of what we say every time we give the one prayer that Jesus taught us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Think of those two words at Mass today. In the day, as we work together, as we have our community together, to remember confession and forgiveness. Confession and forgiveness. Confession and forgiveness.